No, no, no. It's a. So anyway, we're talking about
parenting, gay parents. Should we do transgender too?
Well, transgender parenting, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mother kind of thinks that's freaky. She says
she still does.
Yeah, she's. I mean, the transgender thing. Doesn't understand that she could get the gay and lesbian thing, I guess, because of me, but the transgender thing, I haven't even brought up the aspect that transgender people can have babies too, so that would probably freak her out.
What do you think with Buck Angel? Do you think he could maybe have kids?
Well, I don't know.
I
don't know. It depends on. Was Buck Angel originally a man or a woman?
Well, just she was born as a woman, but
okay, then
she has the body of a guy because she changed her sex.
Right, but she doesn't have the organs.
I don't know if she still has them or not.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in about 5 years, and she still had the female organs. As long as they've got the female organs, from what I understand, then. Yes, they can have babies. Now, if they do the full transition where they get the men's organs, then no, because I believe the ovaries are turned into testicles, but I could be wrong.
Aren't they kind of like reversed or something?
Reversed or something like that. Yeah, because originally, when you're a baby, all babies. Or have ovaries, and then the ovaries can drop and become testicles, and that's how they become boys. But I don't know if that's true with the sex change stuff. I don't know that much about the actual physical thing, but I knew some people, some transgender people in LA that were done. Way back in the 60s, and their bodies looked really, unfortunately, they weren't done the best, and a lot of them are happy that they are females, but they were on a lot of psych meds also because of society and everything else. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily true today, because I've seen some, they seem to look a lot more real today, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's kind of funny with my, you know, like when, well, it was kind of scary because,
my nose is
when my... When I was growing up, my father left the household, and my mother had to raise the four of us, you know, and I mainly stayed in the room, and, you know, she was really worried about me, even with school and all that kind of stuff, and why I don't go out much or whatever, and then I'm not seeing any girlfriends. So she brought, at age 17, she brought me this book, and it's called The What's Happening to My Body for Boys.
Okay.
You know, at 17 years old, you know, I think she talked to my counselor, my school counselor, about that. At 17 years old, I already knew everything.
I would hope so.
You know, and, you know, so I've, you know, so at that point, she still didn't know that I was gay, so I just, you know, by 23, when it first kind of, you know, came out, you know, she was really confused, and she didn't know what to do, and, you know, I don't remember if she was crying into the next room, but, you know, she felt a little weird about it. But I guess she feels fine with it now. You know, with the other family, with my relatives and stuff like that, they said as long as you're as long as you're happy, that's what counts. Yeah. And it should be, you know, that's what counts. I just kind of feel sad for those, you know, who has to leave the house because of their gender, you know, or they want to change their sex and, you know, they want them to leave the house.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that's kind of a sad thing for them, but yeah.
Well, my mom found some magazines underneath my mattress because my mom was a nosy person.
My mother is too.
She was always searching the room. She said she was cleaning, but it was more searching.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I got the old lecture when my stepfather got home that I was going to hell and I was going to live a lonely life and all this kind of stuff. And I was, you know, destined to be a pervert and all this stuff. So, you know, in reality, a lot of that came through that I am a pervert. No, I'm just kidding. but what's funny is that I discovered how I knew I was gay. Well, I didn't know I was gay, but I first time I sort of realized that I was different until somebody pointed it out. I remember looking at pictures of the Jesus in the Bible, and I thought he was really hot, and so that's part of the Exorcist theme, you know. When I tell people things, oh, you're going to hell, or whoa, you know, but the truth of the matter is that's common because they made Jesus look beautiful for a reason, you know.
So he'd
be appealing to everybody. Well, Jesus would probably be black because of where he was in that part of the country, or of darker complexion, I shall say. So,
Arabella, what are you doing?
So it was interesting, and so you know. When did you discover that when you were gay?
Yeah, Arabella.
When did you discover?
When did you discover
that you
like female kitties?
Yeah.
But you know, it was really hard for my mother to raise the four of us kids. You know, it's, you know, because my father wasn't around. I actually never had, you know, a father that, you know, that hey, listen, son, you let's go play catch or something like that. I never had that.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's just kind of you know, it's sort of like I missed out, you know, on that sort of that part of the childhood. You know, and it's just but as I grew up, you know, my mother got remarried and stuff like that, you know, but by that time, you know, I was already an adult, you know.
Yeah.
I was in my 20s and but I think that, what do you think about, what's your views on gay couples having children? Do you think that would mess up children's minds?
No, I think it teaches them to be more well-balanced. It depends, like in any parental situation, it depends on whether or not the parents are assholes, because you could have gay assholes raising kids too. I mean, it depends on you know, the actual people. I think in a lot of cases the kids grow up with more open minds and they're not as
leave the biscuits alone, Arabella.
They're not as they don't have a lot of issues such as homophobia and other things along that line. And in today's society, I don't think being gay is such a bad thing to younger people as it was when I was growing up. So we got chaos here. Brian's throwing it. I don't know what he's doing.
I'm not throwing anything. She's on top of the hot burners.
Okay. So anyway, I think that the tide will change as far as young kids and people in school feel towards gays and homosexuality and gay people raising children. Again, I think it depends on the actual parents, you know. So anyway, how do you feel?
I think that it's, you know, as long as you raise the kids in a proper manner, you know, I'm married to a same-sex person.
You are?
And it doesn't mean you have to follow us. If you want to have a relationship with a woman, that's fine. You know, you tell your kids, you know, and, you know, you can't just say, well, we're gay, you have to be gay. No, it just doesn't work that way.
Well, no, of course not. Just because, you know, just because I'm a pumpkin doesn't mean my children have to turn out to be pumpkins, I'm just saying. So anyway, it's been another kind of dreary, rainy day in Ireland, and we've got a beautiful, great big fire going, and as you can see, Arabella, our new kitten, is getting into everything.
Oh gosh,
I can't wait till payday so I can buy a squirt bottle and start squirting the hell out of her. Of course, then everything will be wet. Oh. Of course, then everything will be wet.
Mm. I thought she was eating the turf, but
no,
she's not.
She's not.
Yeah, but
so anyway,
what about your views on
say cheesecake?
Like, say about a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
A 5-year-old boy want to be dressed up, want to wear girls' clothes.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think in Victorian times and in the past, going way back, that happened quite a bit. And a lot of times, boys wore dresses, and in the old days, people wore sleeping gowns to bed, men and women, and still do. So to me, it's really not that big of a deal. In Scotland, they wear kilts, so you know. I don't understand why you should have to put limits on what people wear, and you know, it's like that old thing about people used to freak out about the people dyeing their hair pink. Well, everybody's dyeing their hair now. Rainbow, pinks, orange, purples, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're getting the piercings on the face. The piercings I can understand because you could take those off for work. Now, tattoos on your face is another issue. Yeah. I think it's going to be a little bit harder to find work. So, I think
it actually depends on what field you're going for, because otherwise, you know, I mean, if you're going for an office job, they're not going to hire you because you have tattoos on your face.
I mean, yeah, they you can always work at, like, alternative record stores, although record stores aren't really around anymore. But I just kind of, my attitude is, going back to Rob McCabe, yeah, we all just get along. You know, it's like, you know, what is the big deal about, you know, everybody worrying about everybody else? I mean, has everybody in the world turned into Gladys Kravitz staring out the window?
You know,
Abner, get my pill. I saw something. Abner, get my pill. You know, it's like really, it's really none of our business.
Yeah. I think there's nothing wrong of a child to wear clothes of the opposite sex. Like a boy wearing a girl's dress or whatever, as long as it's in the house. You know, I feel it's kind of funny if you bring a 5-year-old boy wearing a dress outside. I feel funny about that.
But you're worried about society's opinion on that?
Their memory capacity is not high enough to know when, you know what, you're a boy. You know, You know, so it's the same thing with the, I mean, with the girls. I don't know why. It's, it seems like, you know, with the girls, they want to be, what's that word? Tomboys. You know, yeah. It's kind of weird how little girls want to be tomboys, but boys don't want to be, I guess, tom girls.
Some do, some do. I have to disagree with you on one point only, and it's a rather large point. If a kid wants to dress up and go outside, I think she should be able to, because it'll teach her a strong lesson. Now, some people might accept that, and some people might not, but it will teach the child whether or not, you know, because some kids will probably get called names and whatever, but if they want to, that's all a part of growing up, you know, in my opinion. I guess what I'm saying is you should never be afraid to try for anything, because
I don't know why it's okay for to dress that way for Halloween, and how it's different, you know, with today's society. I mean, a lot of people, they
Because Halloween is the one of the only opportunities that they have the chance where men can actually live their fantasies and dress up like a girl and walk in public. Yeah. Now, Guy Fawkes Day, I don't understand what Guy Fawkes Day is. Did they just burn fires and dance around the bonfires and try to jump over the bonfire? Because there is no costume dressing, I don't think, but I don't know. I haven't been here long enough, and personally, I've never been invited to a bonfire. So maybe one day I will be invited. Now, speaking of Halloween-y, this will be the first year, I think. I've had a rough year, and putting all that in the past, and my attitude is I'm going to live life to the fullest, and so I haven't dressed up or done Halloween in a long time,
and I think
this year we're going to hand out candy to see the wild, crazy costumes. So the problem is, in these kind of cul-de-sacs, there's so few people that leave their light on. You get 400 kids like bombarding, you know, your front door. We used to watch them last year.
Right.
So, but anyway, that's all a part of Halloween.
Yeah, we'll be making a podcast, you know, for Halloween.
Yeah. Another thing about Halloween is that candy has gotten so expensive, and
we'll talk about that, you know.
Yeah, that stuff. Yeah. And so, anyway, getting back to the trouble,
parentings and stuff.
Parenting and that kind of stuff is, don't be like my parents. The end.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that's about enough of that.
Yeah. That's about it.
I gotta make some popcorn, and you know, I got some small children. I gotta throw in the oven. I gotta bake a pie. So, you know. So anyway, you wouldn't want me to raise children. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So just raise your children as an adult manner, and. Yeah, you know, don't be afraid of saying things and all that kind of stuff. So, so we're going to end this podcast right now. It's a bit short, but that's fine. We'll do another podcast probably this coming Saturday. So stay tuned, and so you guys take care and enjoy the rest of the week. This is actually, this is Thursday.
Yep. Okay. So, toodles, ta-ta. See you later.
Bye.